This is hour number two of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Glad you've joined me today, and thanks for coming back for hour two of the show. Coming up, more songs about resolutions. Have you kept yours so far this year? And we'll have more of the big hits from the second weekend of January in our spotlight year, 1946. And the statisticians have finished tallying their numbers for last year, and they report over the last 12 months, Americans imbibed 190 million gallons of whiskey, gin, brandy, rum, and cordials. That ties the post-repeal record for drinking. And connected or not, I'm not sure, but the divorce rate has boomed to new levels, and crime is also up, and traffic deaths increased. And despite all that, in crowded cities with understaffed hospitals, the nation's health was quite good. The death rate ran only 10 for each 1,000 of the population. That's below the peacetime average. But the birth rate was still high. 2.9 million babies born in 45, and the overall population increased by 1.4 million. It was an up-and-down year for business. Despite a lack of new appliances, electricity was up 9%. And in the year-end record chart, the ninth biggest of 1945 was at number 5 on this week's countdown. Featuring vocals by Kitty Callan, it's the Harry James Orchestra. James Band with Kitty Callan. It's been a long, long time. Record number 5 this weekend in 1946, coming down after 3 weeks at number 1. It was the group's ninth and final number 1 hit. Well, here in January of 46, many of the big bands aren't allowed in some cities, especially those that are in for one-night stands. There have been a number of fights at these one-night events, and some cities are keeping out orchestras altogether or forcing them to play on the outskirts of town in venues with limited capacity. The problem is many operators are trying to cut costs, So there's not enough police protection or bouncers. And they keep selling drinks at these events without discretion. And it looks like the skids are greased for the salaries of sidemen for a number of orchestras. Some of the top bands have already shaved payrolls, and it appears that the axe will be falling for a number of those musicians. And while the financial straits may hurt the big bands, the lesser-known orchestras will likely get a boost, as some of the better players will be available to be picked up. And more honors for 1945, Billboard magazine produced its first annual survey of American hit tunes based on the honor roll of hits. And the top writer honors of the year goes to Johnny Mercer. He had four songs on the list. Well, now the top record of the year, really it could be debatable. The Andrews Sisters' Rum and Coca-Cola spent 10 weeks at number one on the jukebox survey, 9 weeks on the bestseller list, but only reached number two on the radio chart. And the only reason it didn't make it to number one there was because radio networks banned the song because it gave Coca-Cola free advertising. But one could argue that Perry Como had the top record of the year for Till the End of Time. It topped all the charts, including 10 weeks on the sales survey. Now, Mr. C's latest is at number 4. With the Satisfiers, this is Dig You Later.
It's always fair weather when hep cats get together. And every time they meet, here's the way you'll hear them greet. Reet! A hubba hubba hubba.
Hello, Dad.
Well, a hubba hubba hubba. I just got back.
Well, a hubba hubba hubba.
Let's shoot some breeze.
Say whatever happened to the Japanese.
A hubba hubba hubba. Haven't you heard?
A hubba hubba hubba.
Slip me the word.
I got it from the guy who was in the know. It was mighty smoky over Tokyo. A friend of mine in a B-29 dropped another load for luck. As he flew away, he was heard to say,
a hubba hubba hubba, yah yah.
Well, I gotta go a-fishing.
That's okay, we'll give you our permission. And we'll say, a hubba hubba hubba, on your way.
And I will dig you later in the USA.
Hi, hi, hi,
hi,
hi, hi, hi, hi, hi, hi, hi, hi, hi,
hubba hubba hubba, I just got in.
A hubba hubba hubba, oh, give me some skin.
Well, you're looking mighty pretty, Miss Curly Locks.
I'm the gravel Gertie of the Bobby Socks.
I'm the yatata yatata yatata, you talk big.
Well, I'm the fresh tomato, you can't dig.
Let's have a heart to heart, and you decide.
I'm a chick, what's really on the solid side.
You knock me flat, you're the kind of a cat. Makes me wanna blow my top. Till the end of time. And if you feel that way, tell me what you say.
Hubba, 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 mop, mop. Well, now you're really talking. You're no square. You can't be from Weehawken.
Mm-mm, Delaware.
You got a line of jive that's really zoo.
Well, I'll dig you later, baby. You're all root da da. If you feel that way, tell me what you say. Hubba, hubba, hubba. I get along a little mousy with the great big eyes. But if you're looking for a spousy, why, you're just my size.
Mister, how you love to blubber with that knocked out squawk.
Singing your lips are made of rubber every time you talk.
Oh, no, no, no. Hubba, hubba.
Yes, yes, yes. Hubba, hubba.
What you know?
Well, what you say?
How what you say?
I say I'll dig you later, baby, in the USA.
Perry Como with the Russ Case Orchestra and the Satisfiers and Dig You Later. Record number 4 this weekend, 1946. And within a mini tribute to his big hit, Till the End of Time. That was a million seller. It got as high as number 3, and it was from the film Dollface, which starred Como along with Vivian Blaine. Well, our running theme today is resolutions. And here's one from the K. Kaiser Orchestra.
I promise you,
thank you.
of melody and the interesting voice of Harry Babbitt. I promise you with heart sincere that I will always love you, dear. That when you need me, I'll be near, I promise you. I promise you I'll build a shrine where we can keep our love divine until the very end of time. I promise you with every dawn that I awaken, I know my chances will increase to keep the vow I've taken, to see that your joys never cease. I promise you your heart will sing in what will seem eternal spring. I'll try to bring you everything. I promise you. I promise you.
Harry Babbitt singing for the K. Kaiser Orchestra, and I promise you. A nice sentiment for this new year. We're making resolutions today, and back in 1928, the Paul Whiteman Orchestra was making changes.
Talk of Dixieland.
Paul Whiteman Band from 1928, Changes, with a notable cornet solo from Bix Beiderbecke. Tommy Dorsey was with the band at the time, and the vocalists, the Rhythm Boys, Bing Crosby, Al Rinker, Harry Barris, also Jack Fulton, Charles Gaylord, and Austin Young. One of the Resolution records today on Seems Like Old Times. On today's Seems Like Old Times, our stroll down memory lane takes us back to the second weekend of January in 1946. And now it's movie time. Playing up on the big screen this weekend, a couple of new cartoons, including The Talking Magpies. This is a precursor to Heckle and Jekyll. Daffy Duck's at his nuttiest in Nasty Quacks. And the Three Stooges are back in Beer Barrel Polecats. Oh, Larry and Curly make some homemade beer but wind up selling it to a cop, and off to jail they go. A couple of new flicks just released here in the new year. She Wouldn't Say Yes, starring Rosalind Russell, and Abilene Town with Randolph Scott and Ann Dvorak. Some excellent war films. The Last Chance tells the story of an escape from a Nazi prison train. A Walk in the Sun. Dana Andrews led a notable lineup. And John Ford's They Were Expendable, with Robert Montgomery, Donna Reed, and the Duke.
Here he lies where he longed to be. Home as a sailor. Home from the sea. And the hunter home from the hill.
Other films available this weekend: The Seventh Veil with James Mason and Ann Todd. Dick Powell stars in Cornered. And Scarlet Street with Joan Bennett and Edward G. Robinson. Oscar nods all around for The Bells of St. Mary's with Bing Crosby and Ingrid Bergman. She is also with Gregory Peck and Spellbound. And the film that would win Best Picture is the story of a chronic alcoholic, The Lost Weekend with Ray Milland.
Come on, I need that liquor. I want it and I'm going to get it, understand? I'm going to walk out of here with that quart of rye, one way or another.
The Lost Weekend would win Best Director for Billy Wilder and Best Actor for Ray Milland. And those were some of the movies we were watching this weekend in 1946. And on the Billboard countdown this week, the third most popular record belonged to Sammy Kay.
Oh, chickory chick, chala chala, chickala room, in a banana, kabalika walika, can't you see? Chickory chick is me.
Once there lived a chicken who would say chick chick, chick chick, all day. Soon that chick got sick and tired of just chick chick, so one morning he started to say, chickery chick, chala chala, chickalaroni, in a banana, kabalika walika, can't you see, chickery chick is me. Chickery chick, chala chala, chickalaroni, in a banana, kabalika walika, can't you see, chickery chick is me. Every time you're sick and tired of just the same old thing, saying just the same old words all day, be just like the chicken who found something new to sing. Open up your mouth and start to say, oh, chickory chick, chala chala, chickalaroni, in a banana, kabalika walika, can't you see, chickory chick is me.
Every time you're sick and tired of just the same old thing, saying just the same old words all day, be just like the chicken who found something new to sing. Open up your mouth and start to say,
oh, chickory chick, chala chala, chickalaroni, in a banana, kabalika walika, can't you see, chickory chick is me.
Well, those lyrics made no sense at all, but a fun little record. Chickory Chick from Sammy Kay. Vocals by Nancy Norman, Billy Williams, and the Kay Choir. Coming down after 4 weeks at number one. Well, here's a bonus record from a little further down the charts this week. It's the Les Brown Band with Doris Day, Come to Baby Do.
I took a choo, 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 fast as I could take a choo, choo. I came a long, 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 long way to take you in my arms. And now it's your first move to prove that you've been true. Come to baby too. You've been away, 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 away beyond the blue horizon. I'm hoping no, 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 no is on your mind. So fuck up, my sweet, and meet your Waterloo. Come to baby do. Stop! Meet messing and put your bacon, baby, at ease. I wanna love, love, love you just the way I wanna love you. I'm gonna try, try, try to make you try to understand. When all is said and done, the one for me is you. So come to baby, do. Time to tease. Stop all this messing and put your begging baby at ease. I wanna love, love, love you just the way I wanna love you. I'm gonna try, try, try to make you try to understand. When all is said and done, the one for me is you.
That one just missed out on the top 10, peaking at number 11 for the Les Brown Orchestra with Doris Day, Come to Baby Do. Now the flip side on that record would be a big hit, You Won't Be Satisfied Until You Break My Heart. Let's spin another resolution record. Here's Eddie Cantor.
We know that roses won't grow at our door unless we plant them there. We've learned the happiness that we are striving for is what we make it. Here's how we take it. Why does it matter if skies are not blue? Life doesn't show us a rose-colored view. Yet we go along like the other folks do, making the best of each day. What if our clothes have been worn quite a bit? A little old-fashioned, in style we'll admit. We fix it, and sew it, and change it to fit. Making the best of each day. There are many things that we miss. Still our hope is never gone. We've learned that a smile and kiss will help us carry on. What if our dream boat somehow doesn't sail? Whether we're lucky or whether we fail, we go along till the end of our trail, making the best of each day. These aren't easy times, folks. We're having hard years. We suffer our heartaches, our sorrows, our fears. But cares don't grow lighter with worry or tears. Just make the best of each day. Why, yesterday's troubles are over and done. Don't think of tomorrow. It hasn't begun. Just try what I say. Take your days one by one. Making the best of each day. You may not have riches or fame or success. Those things are just froth, just bubbles, just foam. Why, I've tasted them all, and they're all so much less than friendship, a wife, kids, and a home. With love, health, and friends, you can hold your head high. God's in his heaven, the sun's in the sky, and you have a treasure that money can't buy. Making the best of each day.
Well, research shows that only about 12% of people reach the goals in their resolutions, but every year we keep trying. And that was a good one from Eddie Cantor, Making the Best of Each Day from 1939. It's our annual study in self-improvement on Seems Like Old Times. We're back on Seems Like Old Times, and today it's the second weekend of January, 1946, and let's do sports. And we'll start on the gridiron in the NFL. Two footballs that hit the crossbar were the difference as Cleveland beat Washington for the championship. Final score 15-14. That's the Cleveland Rams, by the way, their last game before moving to Los Angeles. In the first quarter of the title tilt, Sammy Ball passing from his end zone hit the goalpost for a safety. Then just before halftime, Rams' Bob Waterfield hooked up with Jim Benton for a TD pass. Waterfield's PAT was partially blocked, but it hit the crossbar and fell across. Redskins kicker Joe Aguirre missed two field goal attempts in the fourth quarter, and the Rams held on for the one-point win. In college football, Army finished its second straight unbeaten season. Their average score this year, 46-5. They average 8 yards per play behind the backfield duo of Doc Blanchard and Glenn Davis. They finished 1-2 respectively in the Heisman voting. Alabama was so depleted by the war they canceled the 43 season, but this year they went undefeated and finished number two. They crushed Southern Cal in the Rose Bowl. Navy was number three, Indiana unbeaten number four, Coach Bo McMillan coach of the year. And at number five, undefeated Oklahoma A&M won the Sugar Bowl over St. Mary's. Also on New Year's Day, Texas beat Missouri in the Cotton Bowl and Miami edged Holy Cross in the Orange Bowl. In baseball, the Red Sox have acquired Rudy York from Detroit in a trade for Eddie Lake. And catcher Walker Cooper goes to the Giants. The sale of Cooper by the Cardinals for $175,000 is the highest cash deal ever. And in boxing, the current title holders are Joe Lewis in the heavyweight ranks. Tony Zale has the middleweight crown. The welterweight belt belongs to Red Cochran. And tops in the lightweight is Ike Williams. And that's a check on sports.
Here's a swell dish, folks, that's easy to make and mighty easy to take. Lipton's Noodle Soup. You can prepare it in a jiffy, and the whole family will love its delicious, chickeny-tasting broth so full of tender, golden noodles. Lipton's Noodle Soup has all the fresh-cooked, homemade flavor of grandmother's noodle soup. Yet it's economical. It costs less and makes lots more than canned soups. So get Lipton's Noodle Soup Mix tomorrow.
Wow, with all the flavor of grandmother's Lipton's Soup. They were the sponsor of the Inner Sanctum Mysteries, among other shows, on radio here in 1946. And we're up to number two on the countdown this week, and once again, it's Bing Crosby.
I can't begin to tell you how much you mean to me. My world would end if ever we were through. I can't begin to tell you how happy I would be if I could speak my mind like others do. I make such pretty speeches whenever we're apart, but when you're near, the words I choose refuse to leave my heart. So take the sweetest phrases the world has ever known and make believe I've said them all to you. Speeches whenever we're apart, but when you're near, the words I choose refuse to leave my heart. So take the sweetest phrases the world has ever known and make believe I've said them all to you.
I Can't Begin to Tell You, a song featured in the motion picture The Dolly Sister, starring Betty Grable. She had a hit recording of it as well, but used the pseudonym Ruth Haig. That was her middle name, along with husband Harry James's real last name. But the most successful commercial version was done by Bing Crosby. At number 2 on the sales chart this week, it would move to the top spot the following weekend, but it was already number 1 on the jukebox chart. It would be the most played side on machines across the country for 6 weeks, making it Bing's 36th number 1 record. And by the way, that was Carmen Cavallaro on the piano. Well, let's get back to our resolutions, and here's an anti-resolution resolution from Ray Gelato and his Giants.
I've given up, given up. I'm going back to living it up. Tried so hard to mend my bad old ways.
Giving up today.
Now I know that ain't right. I'm so glad I've seen the light. I'm giving up, giving up today.
Giving up, giving up today.
Wake every morning with a brand new chick.
He's hit.
Drinking smoke till I get sick.
He's sick.
Oh, that's very strange. I ain't gonna change.
Giving up.
Cause I'm giving up.
He's giving up.
I'm getting back.
He's living it up.
Oh, let's hear everybody say.
Let's hear them say.
That we're giving up today. Make me sick, it's not my way. Working out, see you later. Happy to be a couch potato. I'm giving up today. A little drink is good for one. Drink up, boys, and have some fun. Try to quit before I blew it. If it feels a good thing, you gotta do it. I'm giving up. Giving up, I'm going back, living it up. So let's hear everybody say, oh, we're giving up today. Today, giving up today.
He's not even trying anymore. Ray Gelato and his Giants and giving up, giving up. As we're making resolutions today on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we go, a couple of things to take care of, like a reminder of the website, oldtimesradio.com. You can listen to previous programs in the archive section. Follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook. Give us a like there. We're also on Twitter. And the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. And here's our last resolution song of the day. It's by the Ink Spots.
Say something sweet to your sweetheart.
Your sugar will be sweeter, depends on how you treat her.
Tell her how much you care.
Take her in your arms, and while you're thrilling to her charms, be sure to
say something sentimental. It won't cost a thing.
And before you know it,
you'll find what happiness a gentle word can bring. You can't hide those love words inside.
Lock 'em up within you, and your love will be again you.
And still keep the one you adore
forevermore.
So say something sweet to your sweetheart, and you'll be sweethearts forevermore.
Say something sweet to your sweetheart.
Roses are red, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, and so are you.
Tell her how much you care.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, he never got any loving at all.
Say something sentimental.
It won't cost a thing.
Not a single penny.
You'll find what happiness a gentle word can bring.
You can't hide those love words inside you. And still keep the one you adore. So say something sweet to your sweetheart, and you'll be sweethearts forever.
Ah, that's a nice sentiment from the Ink Spots. Say something sweet to your sweetheart. A record from 1948. And I lied to you, that wasn't the last song. I realize I have time for one more. Goal setting is important in making a resolution. And here's an interesting one by the Benny Goodman Orchestra featuring Martha Tilton. I want to be in Winchell's column.
From coast to coast, you tell the world I love you most.
1937, Benny Goodman's band, featuring the vocals by Martha Tilton. I Want to Be in Winchell's Column. For those of you too young to remember, Walter Winchell wrote the first syndicated gossip column that was read by 50 million people a day from the 20s into the early 60s, and he also had a highly rated radio show Sunday nights. And if you were a celebrity, if you gave him rumors and secrets, he'd give you a positive mention. I Want to Be in Winchell's Column, one of our resolutions on today's Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one record in the land from the second weekend of January in 1946. And some more news headlines. The Senate approved entry of the United States into the United Nations. Then on January 10th, the first meeting of the UN is held in London. There's a new magazine in the racks. Ebony was launched on November 1st by publisher John Johnson. And the Telecron Company has introduced the MuseAlarm, the first clock radio. An aviation record on December 11th, when a B-29 Superfortress crossed the U.S. in 5 hours and 27 minutes. Some recent passings include Jerome Kern on November 11th, actor, humorist, critic Robert Benchley on November 21st, General George S. Patton died on December 21st from injuries sustained in a car accident, and author Theodore Dreiser passed on December 28th. Some of our favorite books here in January of 46 include Kathleen Windsor's Forever Amber, The Robe by Lloyd C. Douglas, Ernie Pyle's Brave Men, and Dear Sir by Juliet Lowell. On Broadway, Ralph Bellamy and Ruth Hussey are playing in State of the Union. Betty Field is Dream Girl. Also in production is Tennessee Williams' The Glass Menagerie. And for a song and dance, there's Up in Central Park with Betty Bruce, a revival of Showboat with Jan Clayton. She's also in Carousel with John Raitt. And on Capitol Hill, they're having hearings on the attack on Pearl Harbor. One of those who testified was Commander-in-Chief of the U.S. Pacific Fleet at the time, Admiral Husband Kimmel.
We needed one thing, which our own resources could not make available to us. That vital need was the information available in Washington from the intercepted dispatches, which told when and where Japan would probably strike. I did not get this information. Another course of action then remained. That was to issue an order which would have directed dispositions of the fleet to guard against an attack on in Hawaii. The message of June 17, 1940, be on the alert against hostile overseas raid for such an order. It would have had the same effect in December of 1941 as it had in June of 1940. Such an order was not given. It is my conviction that action by the Navy Department at any one of these significant dates in furnishing me the information from the intercepted messages would have altered the events of December 7, 1941.
5 years after Pearl Harbor, they were still looking for answers, and many still have their own theories about why it happened today. But it was one of the stories here in January of 1946. And at the top of the Billboard record charts this week is the veteran band leader from Cleveland. It's the Freddie Martin Orchestra, featuring Clyde Rogers' Symphony.
Thank you. symphony, symphony of love, music from above. How does it start? You walk in and the song begins, singing violins start in my heart. Then you speak, the melody seems to rise. Then you sighs, and it softly dies. Symphony, sing to me. And it's clear to me, when you're near to me, you are my symphony.
The story goes that the song Symphony was a French tune that was brought to America after World War II by Johnny Desmond, who sung it while he was with the Glenn Miller Military Band. English words were provided by Jack Lawrence, and as you've heard throughout the countdown today, it was covered by many artists, including the Freddie Martin Orchestra. With vocals by Clyde Rogers, it was the band's fourth number one of all time, spending 2 weeks at number one, including this weekend in 1946. And that's it for today's show. We're all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to you coming back again next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff, signing off for Seems Like Old Times.